provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
What is all that?
8 pages of totally confusing notes, mate.
Oof. You need to get the new Samsung Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra. AI Note Assist summarised it down to a page for me.
Smart. Saves hours.
Yes, it does. More time for my sci-fi dramas.
Nice.
Summarise, format and spell check easily with Note Assist. Galaxy AI is here on the new Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra at Samsung.com. Samsung account login may be required for certain AI features.
T'was the checkout at Lidl and shoppers were grinning at a Lidl Plus scratch card with chances of winning. This November, you could join 200 winners every day who win the shop back. Check to see if you've won a coupon. Have a magical Christmas with Lidl. GB only ends 30th of November. Reward is money off next shop coupon. Terms apply. See Lidl.co.uk/LP scratch card.
I'm here with Charlie Bigham, and there is a lovely hint of spice in the air.
It's my chicken tikka masala. I start by browning the onions with garlic and ginger, then add hand-selected spices and tender yogurt-marinated chicken.
Smells amazing. I'm getting cumin, coriander, turmeric.
Yes, and a little fenugreek. Then I finish the rich masala sauce with mango chutney and nigella seeds. Cheers.
We should do curry night every week.
Only if you learn to cook.
Charlie Bigham's.
Handmade in my kitchen. Cooked in yours.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Millions of people head to polling stations across America today to vote in the presidential election. It was past 2 a.m. when Donald Trump danced off stage at his final campaign rally in Michigan, where he told the audience bullets travelled at 3,200 miles per hour during July's assassination attempt on him. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris was in Philadelphia and promised to be a president for all Americans. Polling expert Adam Carlson says it's impossible to call a winner.
I have never seen an election this close in the polls. And usually by this time, we have a better sense of who is favored to win, right? There's always a chance of a polling error. But no, 5 or 6 out of the 7 swing states are polling within 1 percentage point.
Well, that was the case in Dixville Notch in New Hampshire, where just 6 people can vote. That result was tied 3 for Trump and 3 for Harris. In other news, the Health Secretary has confirmed proposed new smoking laws in England won't include a ban on lighting up in pub beer gardens. Smoking will likely be banned on and near children's playgrounds and outside schools and hospitals, though. The bill, which includes plans to stop current children ever being legally allowed to buy tobacco, goes before Parliament later. Polish intelligence officials say a fire at a Birmingham parcel warehouse may have been a test run by Russia. Authorities claim the blaze in July could have been part of a plot targeting America. 4 arrests have been made. Russia denies any involvement. 2 more cases of potentially deadly strain of Mpox have been detected in London. Experts say those diagnosed were in the same household as the first person to have the variant. The UK Health Security Agency says the risk to the general public remains low. Sir Chris Hoy is calling for the screening age for prostate cancer to be lowered following his terminal diagnosis. There's currently no national screening programme, but men over 50 can request a free prostate test. And it was apparently only when a Netflix documentary landed that David Beckham's son realised how good his dad was at football. The former England captain's wife and ex-Spice Girl Victoria Beckham claims their children were too young to understand his career at the time. Mainly dry today and cloudy with the best of any sunshine in northern England and Scotland. Highs of 15 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Knowe.
Yes. On Magic Classical.
Oh, indeed. Morning. A quotation for the day. Writer George Sheehan, born this day in 1918. Exercise is done against one's wishes and maintained only because the alternative is worse.
Screen Time with Charles Knowe.
There must be a con like me in every prison in America. I'm the guy who can get it for you.
I do not accept excuses. I'm just going to have to find myself a new giant, that's all.
Tell me what to do, Father.
Kneel.
What?
Just kneel.
Seize the day, boys.
Seizing it, even now. Welcome to Screen Time, through until 10, things from the screen, including today, To Kill a Mockingbird, and The Little Mermaid, and some Harry Potter action, but I said we'd be gladiatorial for starters. We're back in the year 2000, big spectacular picture, Oscar-winning Best Picture and Best Actor Oscar for Russell Crowe. It's Gladiator, with music by Hans Zimmer. Lisa Gerrard doing that thing she does so beautifully on The Voice, and now we are free, and Zimmer's music from Gladiator. Next on Screen Time this morning, to a bit of romance from a couple of years ago, and the film 3,000 Years of Longing. And not 3,000 Years of Lounging, as I first read it, first glance. Ah, extended relaxation, marvellous. Now, 3,000 Years of Longing. Music is by Junkie XL, and this is Raucous Skies and the Song of Transference. Music for 3,000 Years of Longing. How very soothing. Now, Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, next. And this stars the marvellous cellist Kian Sultani with his treatment of Howard Shore's music, Into the West. cellist Kian Sultani getting stuck into Howard Shore's music Into the West for The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. Now, 1962 next, and the film treatment of Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. Here, Atticus Finch, the Oscar-winning for this one, Gregory Peck, passing on the wisdom of his father to his children.
But to remember, it was a sin to kill a mockingbird.
Why?
Well, I reckon because mockingbirds don't do anything but make music for us to enjoy. Don't eat people's gardens. Don't nest in the corn cribs. They don't do one thing but just sing their hearts out for us.
Music by the ever-versatile Elmer Bernstein. That's his theme for To Kill a Mockingbird. Now, Penny's back from 10 this morning, complete with guests Michael Ball and Alfie Bow. More about that later. Before we get as far as Penny time, I'll finish off Screen Time with something, but what? Some clues following. It's going to be a film, a 1984 epic historical drama, based on a novel from 60 years previously, a novel of the same name. The actress Peggy Ashcroft's favourite scene in the film was when she got to ride an elephant. This was the director's first and last film after 14 years off following negative reviews of Ryan's Daughter. And it has Alec Guinness's sixth appearance in a film made by this director. What could it be? 1984 epic historical drama based on a 1924 novel. If you can hazard a guess, by text at 61054, starting your message with the word classical, or drop an email to charles@magic.co.uk. Music from it just before 10 this morning. On the way next, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music, every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
Hospital life was very busy, and in a way, that kept us going. But we didn't have time to think about things. She had to be at physiotherapy, she had speech therapy, she had occupational therapy, and it just was a very busy place. And you're trying to just juggle and balance everything and support everyone else when you feel like you're just hanging together yourself.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Get Virgin Media lightning-fast M125 broadband on the provider-awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat. Powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
That calls for a dance.
Do I have to?
You can limbo. That's it.
With these moves, I might just hit the jackpot.
Very good.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Twas the checkout at Lidl and shoppers were grinning at a Lidl Plus scratch card with chances of winning.
This November, you could join 200 winners every day who win the shop back. Check to see if you've won a coupon. Have a magical Christmas with Lidl.
GB only ends 30th of November. Reward is money off next shop coupon. Terms apply. See Lidl.co.uk/LP scratch card.
Say hello to Rayo, your favourite live radio shows, playlists and more.
For the latest traffic and travel news, check the website. Search Magic Classical.
This Saturday, the £15 million Lotto jackpot must be won, or thousands of you will win a share of the prize. But who will it be? Maybe someone bowling, like Les, who is pretty sure his lane's wonky. Or Ellie, who has never bowled at... Get in, Ellie! Today is your lucky day. Lotto, will you be next? Play on app. The National Lottery. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
definitely revisits the E.T. theme at a couple of points along the way, doesn't it? Harry's Wondrous World, John Williams' music for Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Don't forget our John Williams special of Screen Time from last weekend is available for catch-up if you didn't catch it at first time round, or you'd simply like to revisit it. It's there on Rayo, along with all our other offerings. Rayo, R-A-Y-O. Now, The Little Mermaid, the 2023 visit to the Kingdom of the Little Mermaid. And here, Ariel, Halle Bailey, shows Scuttle, voiced by Awkwafina, a fork she's come across.
Any idea what this is?
Oh, 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 oh! Wow! This is very, very unusual.
What? What is it?
It's a... it's a dingle hopper.
A dingle hopper?
Yeah, yeah. Humans use these babies to style their hair.
Alan Menken did the music for The Little Mermaid first time round, and then returned to do more for The Little Mermaid 2023 version. And there he was. Nifty, isn't it? Alan Menken's very, very good, I think. This is Screen Time from Magic Classical, and on the way very soon, music from Amelie.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
What does that mean? What does that mean for her as a young child who now couldn't move her right hand side? She couldn't speak. She couldn't talk. She couldn't eat. Where is this going to lead us? Where are we going to go? And we were just very much in a state of shock, is how I would best describe it.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Tesco, our finest mince pies are half price. Now £1.50 with your Tesco Club card. Feel the power to lower prices. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores ends 19th of November. Club card or app required.
The heart stopped when I was playing a Premier League football match in 2023. My team's medics were on hand to perform CPR. They saved my life that day. In the UK, fewer than 1 in 10 people survive an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. But you can help change those odds. Learn CPR for free in just 15 minutes. Search Reviver.
Skybet, in partnership with the British Heart Foundation. 18 plus begambleaware.org.
Get Virgin Media lightning-fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax Airline Award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. Two-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Is this finally the year for the kitchen renovation? Well, Chase is the digital bank that gives you the tools to help you spend, save and invest all in one place. So you can progress towards your goals, big or small. Like the goal of first drinks in your new kitchen. Cheers. Join millions of customers in the UK when you spend, save and invest through the Chase app. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents, Chase current account required. Capital at risk. Investments are provided by Nutmeg and not guaranteed by Chase.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
By Christopher Tin, that is from the video game Old World. Mawal was the title. Well, not far off after a 9:45, so of course that means coming soon. Another thrilling instalment of our mid-morning adventure. Sometimes called
The Perils of Penelope Pit Stop.
Oh, the grand intro for Miss Penny Smith. Hello.
You're lucky I'm here.
I know.
Can I just say? I mean, not to
you often remind me.
not be overly dramatic. But I almost bled out when I accidentally almost chopped off the top of my thumb with cutting my lemons for my tea this morning. So no sooner had I steri-stripped and wound it all up, and it's still leaking, just saying. Ooh. But then trot off to go to work, and I'm wearing a rather fetching pair of pink velvet trousers. And I thought, there I was on my way to work, being all kind of Adrian Mole's mate. Hello, clouds, hello, sky. Corner of my eye, I thought, look at the other. Do you know what? I think that's a big rat. So I leapt into the air, not in a scared way, but just because I didn't want to be run over by a rat. Mm-hmm. And only noticed it was a clump of leaves when they slightly dissipated. Would have been all okay, except that there was a man behind with a dog. And he noticed, and I could tell that he'd noticed because he did one of those sort of moderate giggles. And I thought,
right, so now you anyway, need to look like you meant to do this.
Well, do you know what I did? I took the long way round. And then the worst thing was my long way round, I was still, I met him at the end of the apex.
Oh, you again. My old friend. Oh, Lord. Yes.
Anyway, here I am, though. Here I am. And I tell you what, the mayhem is, I think, going to continue because it is Ball and Beau, Michael Ball and Alfie Beau. I mean, Michael Ball has always been a giggler. We've had some good nights out. Alfie Beau, they've got a new album and they've got an arena tour. It's called Together at Home. I mean, they don't live together. I don't know why it's called Together at Home. I'm going to ask them about that.
You make sure you do.
Very I will. Good.
Michael Ball, Alfie Beau with Penny, who is here after 10.
I'll get you, Penelope Pitstop.
And now, music continues with the main theme from Spencer. Music by Johnny Greenwood. There's the main theme for Spencer, which had its premiere on this day in 2021. Spencer starring Kristen Stewart as Diana. Magic Classical. And next on Screen Time this morning is the theme music from a show I know I've gone on about before, not in a good way. It just annoyed me so much I couldn't stick with it. Maybe at some point over the winter I might give it another go, but I know many enjoyed it. Here's the opening music for The English. Opening title music for The English by Federico Usid. Just about wrapping me up for today, except for the last piece. Chris, reporting from Skelmerlie on the Ayrshire coast, says the film must be a Passage to India, directed by David Lean. A delightful film. Any advance, any advance? We find Ian in Heapy, Lancashire. Morning, Ian. I think the story's A Passage to India. Very glad to know you enjoy the show. Thank you for your company. Roy in a dull Edinburgh says, David Lean's A Passage to India, based on the E.M. Forster novel. Music by Maurice Jarre. And Becky in Northant says, is this Passage to India? It reminds me there are so many good films I need to re-watch. On the same subject, I would love to re-watch the BBC series of Jewel in the Crown. Does any knowledgeable listener know if that is available anywhere? Well, I don't know. Does anybody know? Becky looking out for the Jewel in the Crown. Please advise. Passage to India it is, with music by Maurice Jarre.
On Screen Time with Charles Nove. Screen Time returns tomorrow at 9 a.m. on Magic Classical. Coming next, it's Penny Smith.
Tesco, our finest mince pies are half price. Now £1.50 with your Tesco Club card. Feel the power to lower prices. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores ends 19th of November. Club card or app required.
Wind in my hair, charting my own course of destiny. I'm a sailor, nay, a captain.
Sorry, are you on Gift Gaff or something?
Yeah, and their Black Friday deal just saved me loads on a new phone.
Is that why you're on the roof?
Yeah.
In a paddling pool?
Also, yes.
Yeah, you need to get down. That's the vicar's house.
Save up to £250 on the latest phones with Gift Gaff's Black Friday deals. Head to giftgaff.com. Offer ends 4th of December 24. Terms apply. Ahoy!
This November, everyone's favourite bear is back.
And what bear would that be?
It's Paddington!
Paddington?
Paddington.
For more adventure...
Aunt Lucy is missing. I have to find her.
Go away!
More mystery.
The bear will show the way.
And more
marmalade.
Hallelujah!
Don't miss the family film of the year.
Perfect.
Tickets on sale now.
Voila!
Paddington in Peru. In cinemas November 8th.
It was just another day, a familiar drive through familiar country. But then, just around the corner, came the unexpected. He'd let his speed creep a little too high as he approached a bend, and he was no longer driving at the right speed for the road. The scary thing is, he didn't even realize driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads where you don't know what's around the corner. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
Twas the checkout at Lidl and shoppers were grinning at a Lidl Plus scratch card with chances of winning.
This November, you could join 200 winners every day who win the shop back. Check to see if you've won a coupon. Have a magical Christmas with Lidl.
GB only ends 30th of November. Reward is money off next shop coupon. Terms apply. See lidl.co.uk/lpscratchcard.
Here at Magic, we're going to Holiday Inn Express, where you can wake up from your comfy bed with premium bedding and start your day right with a hot, fresh breakfast. Holiday Inn Express is perfect for those family weekends away, long overdue get-togethers, or just for something we all need from time to time. A change of scene. So be listening to Magic Breakfast every day this week for your chance to win a UK getaway with an overnight stay at any Holiday Inn Express of your choice. Thanks to IHG's Holiday Inn Express. Simple, smart travel.
Do it for your wife, who told you to pick up bread, but instead you picked up Fred, your grandson, again. And now your daughter is calling because he missed football. That's the fourth time this month. You can wave his future career goodbye. If you don't do it for you, do it for your wife and little Freddy.
You could have better hearing in as little as a week. Book a free test today at bootshearingcare.com. Boots, with you, for life. T's and C's apply, subject to availability.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. After months of campaigning and hundreds of rallies, either Kamala Harris or Donald Trump will be elected US president today.
With your vote tomorrow, we can fix every single problem our country faces and lead America, and indeed the whole world, to new heights of glory.
Your vote is your voice, and your voice is your power.
A tiny town in New Hampshire with just six voters have already counted, and it's a 3-3 draw, something experts think is a division replicated across the country. Politics expert Professor Paul Taggart is from the University of Sussex. He says it'll go right up to the wire.
Whether the abortion issue is going to bring out women for Kamala Harris in ways that they haven't come out before for the Democrats, maybe that could change the game. That's unprecedented. Maybe people are going to buy into Trump's idea that Kamala Harris is extreme and will move America in sort of a communist direction. Maybe that's going to work. We don't know.
In other news this morning, vaping and smoking will be banned outside schools and in playgrounds in England, but it's still be legal in pub beer gardens. Proposed laws would also bring the country in line with the rest of the UK, making it illegal on NHS hospital grounds. The laws would also ban anyone born in 2009 and after from ever buying tobacco. A suspicious parcel fire at a DHL warehouse in Birmingham over the summer is being described by Polish authorities as a test run for a Russian-backed attack on America. Four people have been arrested. Russia denies any involvement. And if you've ever nipped to the shops or out on the school run in your pyjamas, then it turns out you're not on your own. In fact, a new study's found a third of us own a pair of PJs specifically to wear outside, with nearly half of those surveyed admitting they nip out to the car or even do some gardening in them. We've been asking people what they make of it.
I would not go outside in pyjamas at all. No, thank you.
Why not?
Because people are getting out of bed and then... Oh, no.
Now you need to keep up standards.
You can go out in your PJs, not during the day, though. Not in town, in your little sliders. I say pop out to the shop. Yeah, PJs. But other than that, get dressed.
Mainly dry today and cloudy, with the best of any sunshine in northern England and Scotland. Highs of around 15 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.